Well, they're soul searching too in Fine Gael after the party's candidate Heather Humphrey secured less than half of Catherine Connolly's vote. She topped the poll in just one constituency, her own area of Cavan Monaghan. In three Dublin constituencies, Midwest, Northwest and South Central, there were more spoiled votes than Fine Gael votes. Fine Gael's Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly had wanted to run for the presidency but withdrew when it was clear he didn't have enough support from within the parliamentary party. He's currently part of an EU delegation in Australia, and from there he's been giving me his reaction to the Fine Gael campaign and performance.
Well, I think if you ask me or any other member, they're probably very disappointed with the result. No disrespect to Heather Humphreys, who put in a marvellous effort and is a very fine lady, but unfortunately in the plan didn't work out as well as Fine Gael thought, and I suppose the campaign wasn't as good as maybe people would have expected. For me personally, I was a bit disappointed, first of all because I couldn't get a nomination even to contest it, and then obviously not being able to contest it, you couldn't be part of it. So at the same time, I did my best, like everyone else, to promote Heather, and it didn't work out as well as we would have hoped.
As you were saying yourself there, there has been a considerable amount of criticism of Fine Gael's campaign from outside the party. Within the party, from the people you've been talking to, how do they feel about the campaign?
Quite honestly, every phone call and every message and every text I got was one of utter depression, quite frankly. They were disappointed. In particular, I think they were disappointed with the way the nomination process was handled. That I was a candidate, everybody knew I was going to be a candidate, and within an hour of I declaring I was a candidate, Heather Humphreys declared she was a candidate, and within an hour of that, basically it was nearly all over, as nearly all the members of the parliamentary party came out one after another saying they were going for Heather, which means that I couldn't get the 20 required to be nominated, which meant that the councillors and the members of the party couldn't have a vote on who they wanted to be their candidate.
And if they had a vote, I mean, if it had come down to the councillors and others to decide, do you think that you could have secured the nomination?
Well, I tell you, quite frankly now, Rachel, I don't go into contests just to make up the numbers. I'm going to win, and I think I'd have had a great chance of winning. And you would have to ask yourself, I know from the councillors' response to me, I got a great response from them, I got a great response from National Executive and from the membership. But I think that from the point of view of not getting a nomination, you'd have to ask yourself, why was there such a determined effort to stop me from getting a nomination? You'd have to say, maybe because I would win it. And that's the way I would have been approaching it, but it didn't happen. So I ain't going to get on with my life and not going to let it upset me too much. It was an honour to be considered as one of, as they all said, two great candidates, but one was anointed and the other was shafted, essentially.
Do you feel then that you were blocked by the leadership?
Well, that all came out in the wash. I was blocked certainly by the parliamentary party, no doubt about that, because even on Friday and Saturday, there were members of the parliamentary party getting on to me, saying, now is my chance, you have to go. You were the only one that was going to go against Maureen McGuinness. And when I got back to them on Tuesday, they said, sorry, Sean, we can't nominate you. So certainly I think that's something that will be looked at and probably reflected on in due course.
Has the party been damaged by the fact that Heather Humphreys received less than half of the vote of the winning candidate, Catherine Connolly?
Well, the elections vary from election to elections, and presidential elections are different to other elections. We don't have a general election or a council election, a European election for 3 or 4 years. And as I say, a week is a long time in politics. So while there might be a lot of disappointment at the moment, there's plenty of time to correct it, I think. But if to do so, you have to start listening and responding to what the members think. I think that's the key message. No point in saying you're going to listen, you must show it by responding. Action speaks louder than words.
Is it your belief then that the party leadership hasn't been listening to the grassroots?
Well, I wouldn't say just the party leadership. I think there's certainly some kind of a disconnect in the sense that the vast majority of members would have welcomed an opportunity to have a contest to see who they wanted to be their preferred candidate going forward for presidency, Heather Humphreys or I. They didn't get that chance, and therefore you could say that the parliamentary party aren't reflecting, in that regard anyway, the wishes of the membership.
Given everything that you've said there, do you believe that Simon Harris is the best man to lead the party?
Well, he's the leader at the moment, and he shall continue to be, I think, into the future. Obviously, the question of who leads the party is a matter for the membership of the party. It's a matter for Simon himself. But I think the key point here is that things weren't handled as well as the membership would have liked. And it is time to reflect that, to say that, and then to respond accordingly by changing maybe approach.
Fine Gael MEP Sean Kelly talking to me a little earlier. For an assessment of the political landscape after the presidential result,